ending story. It has a happy ending. Oh, okay.
Sponsored by Come Get It Records 2012. We support Brian the Hammer Jackson, and so should you.
Hi, this is Sally Kirkland, and I'm on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, and I do want to have his baby.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Hello. Guess what? This is the end of the year. We made some good friends. We made some bad friends. Some of us didn't even make any friends. But here we go. Welcome to the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. This is Monday, December 31st. Little baby Jesus was actually born in September, but let's just say for Christ's sake, he was born 7 days ago. He came into our life. He walks the earth now. And what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate his walking of the earth, and we're going to celebrate our friends, and we're going to celebrate the year. Before we start celebrating the year, I have my whiskey bottle here. I promised my girlfriend that I would not bring him out. But he was in the cupboard saying, Brian, Brian. And I go, no, whiskey bottle, you can't come out. But it's the last show of the year. Okay, Mr. Whiskey Bottle, come here. You've been my friend all year. What the hell?
I'm just glad it's your whiskey bottle you're keeping in.
That's it. I want to welcome to the show, everybody. This is an anarchy group. This is a group all year that kept us together. Suzanne Breitenbach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And Diane Mears Gilman, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. It's been a great year.
It's been a hell of a year. It's going to be, we're going to have a countdown. And, wait, I can't, Mr. Jeffrey Bertrand, welcome to the show, my friend.
He's not here.
What is going on with Jeffrey?
Gee, what a surprise to hear that. Gosh,
that's
I'm
ratings.
Shocked. That must be a first.
I think
We're missing a couple of our friends, and I was hoping they'd be here, but Wayne, DCO, Happy New Year to you wherever you are, my friend. Vinny, Happy New Year to you wherever you are, my friend. Cole, Happy New Year to you wherever you are. Dr. Melissa Cotto, Happy New Year. And wherever you are, Gail Murphy, Happy New Year. Rain Pryor, thank you for the very, very, very Happy New Year wish. Happy New Year to you. Am I forgetting anybody from our show at all?
Mickey.
Of course, Mickey.
Mickey is our show. McGee.
That's right. Happy New Year's, my mate, Mickey. Can't forget Mickey. I never forget Mickey. I love Mickey to death. And I want to say Happy New Year's to you, Mickey, and all of my England people back there. Happy New Year's to you, Miss McGuy.
I think you broke the bottle out.
No, well, I only had one sip before the show, but not the whole sip. I'm just me right now.
We love you just the way you are.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. We love you the way you are. And I want to say Happy New Year's to Kelly. I didn't forget you, Kelly. Happy New Year's, baby. Usually we have a show with a guest. We don't have a guest. But we just want to bring in something about New Year's. We want to thank every guest, and I wish I could remember everyone. We've been doing this now for, I would say, 4 months. I'm not quite sure. We've been doing 5 days a week for you. We kept the same schedule. It's ungodly hours, so you guys know that we're here for you anytime you want to, if you listen to us or not. There's so many people. And
I love the way you put in this ungodly hour. Not that you have any feelings about that.
No, I hate this hour. I mean, this hour is the ungodly hour. This is death hour. But even
we have the worst time slot ever.
We do. We actually do. But you know what? The archives blow up because they find us. And I want to thank you guys for doing that. You supported us. A lot of you listen to us live, and I know many, many more archives us to see what kind of bumbling we're going to do, and I want to thank you guys.
We do want to thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to have a countdown. we're going to thank the people in a countdown. We're going to have our evil clock. I invited our evil clock. He was retired because last time I put the evil clock on, we had a guest and he missed all the answers, so I retired the evil clock. But for this year, or last year, we're bringing back the evil clock. I got to make sure I say that right. You guys can insert what you thought you heard. Okay, fine. It's funnier to you. We're going to bring back the evil clock. And where's Melissa, too? Melissa Alto is another one of our friends. She's not here. Carrie Brooks is another of our friends who's not bringing in the new year. I'm really surprised. Our friends.
They started their party early.
They must have started the party early. So
and
what
you
got to
remember, Mickey is 9 hours ahead of us. So
I know.
He's already had New Year's.
Did he?
Yeah.
Or is it, no, it's only about, what?
No, but he's getting close. I bet you he's already sippy.
He might be doing, he might be watching the countdown. The queen, you know, they lower the queen down from the towers.
Oh, God.
Hey, better, just like the ball. But it might be a boring show to some of you, but I'm going to give you the history about how I became Brian the Hammer Jackson, and you guys don't give a shit, don't worry, just drink, and then you'll love it later if you keep listening to me. The more you drink,
okay,
you're going to love
this. Okay, just don't pull
story.
It out of your pants when you're talking about the hammer.
Not pulling it out of my pants.
And okay. Here
it goes. You know, it started, this whole thing started, I was on Facebook. I was with Actors Breakdown. Our job on Actors Breakdown is to be accessible to you guys. We came up. We have big ideas. Tony was leading the charge. Okay, team, we're going to go up against the big guys, the monster, the clog. Who is that, Tony? Breakdown Services. We're gonna get breakdowns, and we're here. We're Actors Breakdowns. We're powerful. We're strong. They go, okay. And we were a bunch of artists. You know, one guy had a silly hat on. I was playing beer pong. And, you know, they're looking at us in the office. And then we had Beavis and Butthead in the editing room who were smoking a joint in the editing room. And Tony was psyched. We got the best. Yeah, dude.
We got the best.
All I wanted to do was do film. All the Beavis and Butthead wanted to do was editing and in spare time.
And smoke.
And then they would go into their sci-fi thing and go, cool, and get paid for it.
And call everybody dude.
Right. At that time, we had Lena leading the charge. Lena was a strong woman. You know, she was a powerful woman. She was a businesswoman. She was a no-nonsense woman. Loved her to death. Lena and I joined forces, and Lena was almost a Kelly, if you want to put it in that way. She kept me in line. She says, Brian, we got to do this. And I said, your tits look very nice today. She goes, we're not going to go through that again. We got this. We're going to put this on a map. I said, fine. Tony goes, yes, Lena. We went on Actors Breakdown. First thing we do, be visible. First thing I went on there, I remember my first day on the line. I'm on the page. I'm on Actors Breakdown page. And I say my first line ever, hello, you motherfuckers. That was the first time Tony called me in the office. We do not call our friends motherfuckers. I go, this is how it's going to run? Yes.
You mean
Lena will go in and say, and Lena was on the same page. We didn't have different pages. Lena will go in and say, I have to apologize for Brian. It won't be the first time, but let's just make this an honorary thing.
We better write up that disclaimer right away.
Exactly. After being suspended my first day, going, we're going to have to teach you anger management. We got to do this and this and this. And you got to hear us how you talk to people. No sexually harassed. Don't call women babes, chicks, honey, titty boppers. You do not call.
And you ignored it all. And you ignored it all.
Right. He goes, are you ready? After 2 days, I am ready. I've been sensitized, sensitivity meeting, I guess it was. I go back on, hello, I'm Brian. I wasn't the hammer. I'm just Brian Jackson. I'm your host. Boo! Where's Lena? Get out of here! Boo! I'm here to help you. I don't care. Get rid of you. What's that to do to call us a motherfucker? Yeah! And they were right. And Tony would come
this
by
was
my
only
desk.
4 months ago?
He would write this. And then I found out that I go, there's an inbox. And there would be bing, 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 bing. I hate you. Get rid of you. You suck. I only said hello. I'm your host. That's all I said. Tony would come by and go, well, how's it going, Brian? Oh, it's going great, Tony. They love me.
It's going great as he tries to hide his inbox under the desk.
Yeah, I'm hiding my... So Tony goes, let me sign on and see what's going on. And he goes, oh, God. And my inbox was hate, 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 hate. I'm going to burn you, burn you, burn you. Inward, inward, inward. You suck. And he looked at me and says, you're really winning them over, aren't you? I go, piece of cake.
Well, you can't say you didn't make an impact.
I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, a special New Year's Eve guest, Ava Lewis. Ladies and gentlemen, Ava, who is a member of Anarchy, and she's going to be doing great things, and our entertainment reporter, Ava Lewis. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hi,
welcome,
Ava.
Hello.
Suzanne.
How are you?
And then there's Diane.
Oh, hello, Suzanne and Diane.
Ava's
sounds like Thelma and Louise.
Almost a little bit, and they act like it sometimes. Don't get them going.
I'm the redhead, yeah.
Ava's
right.
Our new entertainment reporter, who within the last 4 days I got to know. She also supported the show from the beginning, from the get-go. And she is a talented lady, and I'm so happy to have her. She's going to be a very important part of the Anarchy box office pretty soon, and she's going to hopefully have her own show. And you're going to be able to catch her at certain times every day, daily, or when she posts up her premieres, where she's actually going to go to premieres and movie premieres and give us the 411. Welcome.
I highly support that. I highly support that. I think she's so talented.
I appreciate that very, very much. So I saw that you wanted to know what everybody was doing for New Year's Eve.
I'm already doing it. Just a second.
Are you? I know you are. I know you were going to start early.
Yeah, well, I'm doing this with my friend Mickey. He needs to drink alone. He's in England.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Well,
What is your New Year's Eve wish, Ava?
My New Year's Eve wish? Oh, just that I'm going to get a big juicy kiss at midnight.
Okay, well, I'll be there at 11:45, but I can't keep waiting. I don't know if I'm going to be on time.
He doesn't know if he can get his bottle out in time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I put my bottle in my designated driver's seat to make sure he takes care of it so they meet me there and I drink it later.
With the seatbelt on.
Exactly, with the seatbelt, little party hat.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready to work with us, Ava?
Of course I am. You know
I
know am.
You.
I've been waiting for this.
Well, you know what? I am so thankful. And Suzanne, I know, is going to welcome you into the Anarchy group because we need talented people like you because this channel is going to take off. I think we have another person, but Diane will say it. Ava, let's talk a little bit about you. First of all, if you guys are listening to my voice when I was sober, you'll listen to it now.
Yes.
We have the Magical that is now playing in the Anarchy Theater. Here's one of the things that we're doing. We're going to go out with the new, but by the time this show is over, we're bringing in the new year, and the AEN will be born. The Anarchy Entertainment Network will be born.
Yay!
And featuring that in our first show will be Ava starring in The Magical. She's up there right now, and you're able to see her performance in The Magical.
Yes. And it was so much
proud
fun
of her.
To see that.
And tell us, Ava, how was it like to work with it?
It was actually very exciting. When I actually auditioned for The Magical, the role that I auditioned for, I knew that I wanted to have that so badly. So pretty much from the get-go, I was very excited about it.
I'll
and
drink to that.
As a series evolved.
I'll drink to that, too.
You're funny.
We're going to be a drinking show.
Yes, I can tell. Oh, my God. But as the series evolved, the one thing that I really even appreciated more is how, like, the group developed together. But what I found out which I did not know at the very beginning, was that how much of a major, you know, role that I had in the part, and how everything was really anchored on a lot of what I did, which was really amazing for me, because that's kind of the that was the first web series that I was in officially as a major lead. So for me, it was I've just been ecstatic about the opportunity and working with the people that I did, and especially Carrie Brooks, you know, who helped to produce and put it all together. You know, it's just been an amazing journey, and so glad that we got to get together because of this to meet you, Brian.
Well, I am. Well, thank you so much, Ava. I get a lot of people, trailers and everything, and say, "Hey, Brian, look at this." And then the magical entered the SIF Awards. The SIF Awards was I forgot what it stands for now. Let me have a drink. It was an awards, though.
Cobra Internet Film Festival.
Thank you. Yes, it was. Why she's with us. So
I'm really good with that.
Thank you, Ava. You saved him again.
Exactly. And they won. And I actually looked at it, and it looks fantastic. And usually, please tell us the setup of it, Ava, because it is a good web series, and it's actually upright.
Well, the thing that, how I always like to describe it is
that
if you know if you've seen Charmed, which is about the three sisters that are witches, and then you've seen Legally Blonde, and you smash the two together, that's exactly what it's like. It's really witty, intelligent humor, but you really have kind of a great dynamics between two girls that are very sorority sister type based, and then you have this one girl that is kind of like the two against the one scenario, where the single girl, which is me, Morgana, basically she has to babysit and kind of be the leader, even though she's not the defined leader for the coven of witches, and they're trying to grow it, and they're, you know, college age girls really trying to kind of find themselves and figure things out, but you know, you've got the antics of the boyfriends and then the two sorority girls that are trying to figure out actually even how to talk and walk. So that's pretty much what we're talking about.
I love it. And like I said, I looked at it. I'm going to bring Ms. Carrie Brooks in, who is a producer of it and now part of Anarchy, because we only get the best. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Carrie Brooks. Brooks.
Yay.
I see we're starting the year off right with all the lines and everything, huh?
We're still, well, it's almost midnight where Mickey is. Let's not let him drink alone. And before we go into it, we have a special announcement, a special. It's a letter from Mickey.
Well, great. I'm so looking forward to listening to this.
Yeah, I almost called him Licky Mickey. Anyway.
Licky Mickey. He would like that.
Mickey Rollins says, "Hey, I love you guys so much. Happy New Year, Kelly and company, as we speak of. I'm looking at Dead Sticks to pull my paranormal findings to send to Brian to get the paranormal side to the AEN well and truly launched." And that reminds me, that's another thing. Not only do we have web series with the Magical, we're also launching a sci-fi channel. And the first person being up there, we're featuring Mickey Rollins and his ghost hunting. So it's going to be a great channel, sci-fi channel.
You need to tell Mickey I would love to be part of that, too.
Well, come with us.
I love ghost hunting. I love ghost hunting.
Well, you're invited. Suzanne's going. You're invited.
I'm going. Please come with us.
Oh,
yeah, we're
going to
go to Queen Mary, and Mickey's going to set up his ghost hunting thing, and we're going to shoot it live.
Carrie, you should join.
Yeah, Carrie,
yes.
Well, I think Mickey said something we're in March, but you're invited too, Carrie, of course. You're the
It's March.
Okay.
I'll need to know dates. Yeah, I'll just need to know specific dates so I can see what I can work out.
Sure.
Okay.
And he's gonna ghost hunt to two locations for the next two nights in different locations to get the bump in the night. Project kicking on Anarchy for both my team and here. The Anarchy team and charity. Happy New Year to AN and the rest of America. And it's gorgeous people. I love you. That's from our mate.
I love you too.
That's so nice.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Here's to you. I think I'll drink to that.
And what what are you drinking, Brian?
You know what I'm drinking? This killed me. Ava,
I'll
this killed me
that.
Last year. I mean, last week, and Suzanne knows about it. It's called Evan Williams since 1783, Kentucky's number one straight bourbon whiskey.
Okay. Yes, I assumed it was some kind of whiskey.
Yeah, it was. I'm taking straight shots, and I wasn't. I had rules. My girlfriend left notes: do not drink until I get home. Fine. Do not act silly. Fine. And then she wrote at the bottom, "You're going to disregard all this." I go, "Yes, I am." So why?
He thought it was the to-do list.
It was. To-do was drinking. Last time she found me, Ava, we had a drinking show. I'm not kidding. It's true. She found me with my pants half down, reaching for the door, face down in the carpet, snoring. And Suzanne was on the phone when she was yelling at me at the time. It was something. And she yelled at me because I got into the ham, the Christmas ham.
Oh,
Suzanne
no.
was saying, you know, let's talk about business. And all of a sudden, Suzanne, tell her what she told on the phone. And I could have been on a big call. What did she do to me when I got into the ham?
You're not going to believe this. He got put on ham probation.
She put me on ham probation.
Oh, damn.
I didn't have to go.
That's not good. Because,
no,
you know,
right?
I could hang if I was on ham probation. I would die.
I have to stay away from the ham. What I have to have, I have to ask a grown-up before I can go in there. I'm still on Thanksgiving
still
last
on,
year.
You are still on ham probation?
I'm still, I can't touch the ham.
Yes,
I see it right
yes.
there. I'm still on probation. And
yes,
last year,
he's
I'm
on
still,
ham probation.
Suzanne heard it. I'm not lying.
No, he's not kidding. He's not kidding.
I got a restraining order on the turkey. I cannot go 10
damn.
Feet.
Now I can believe the turkey because you can
yeah,
get a little
turkey.
Kinky with that. Oh yes, then I know.
Yeah,
you're
you know
right.
why? You know why he got? You know why he got a restraining order on the turkey? He stuck
why?
His hand up the butt and pulled
well,
that
see,
turkey
what
neck
I said.
Out,
I
and he thought it was something
kinky.
Else.
Yes, I said he could get kinky, and I knew this. That's what the problem was with the turkey, right? The hand
I
you all been to do that with.
I did not
you
put my hand up the turkey stinky.
Yes, you did. And you pulled that long, slimy thing out.
It's called a neck.
Yeah, well, that's what you want to call it.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that's the history of the food. But I want to go back to the good friends that we have acquired over the years, and they mean so much. Again, we're killing the old past, and we're going to count down. And when we do count down, I brought the evil clock in. We're going to count down, and when we get to the countdown, we're going to give birth to A-N-A, A-N, Ava?
Yes.
A-E-N, thank you.
A-E-N, yes. I was going to help you there if you couldn't get it, so don't
exactly.
worry.
Exactly. I'm
you,
under control.
Ava.
And Carrie Brooks. Carrie Brooks.
Yes.
I have met, so Carrie Brooks is the producer of the Magical, which won the SIFF Awards, which is Ava told me what it means, and it was a great, because it's our award. And it's a great web series. Carrie condensed it into one movie. It is now showing in the Anarchy Theater. You can see the preview of it. If you go to actorsbreakdown.com, you will see where it says Anarchy Theater. You can go there and
yep.
you can see the preview of The Magical. And again, I'm going to tell you later on in the show why this is so important for independent producers and directors. It's unbelievable, and I couldn't have done it without Carrie, Ava, Suzanne, Diane, Jeff, Kelly.
Yep.
Those are Kelly, you know, it's unbelievable, and we did hard. So bear with me for a little bit. I'm telling a story. So the past was I first got on Facebook. I said, hello, motherfuckers. And I got into sensitivity training. I went back on. I said, hello, people. I'm your host. And basically they said, F you.
And then you know what happened? They kicked him out of sensitivity training and said, don't ever come back.
That's what they did. And then we had a person named Lena who we love, and she went off and doing fashion and everything. She says, you know, Brian, we got to do this. This is a business. You got to take it serious. You cannot say this. I said, fine. I got it. I went back on Facebook, and I said, I am Brian. They go, fine. There's a group of people who had specialty tastes who happen to like me. I talked to those people. Two. They were happy to see me. Bottom line, as it... weeks
and you're not bad looking either.
Well, thank you. They just, I, to most people, I look like an asshole. Two buck cheeks and a crack. So,
Are you talking about the butt cheeks or cheek cheeks?
That's what I look like. I look like an asshole to them. So bottom line, as it went on, I got banned every other week saying something stupid because I have no tolerance. There would be idiots and morons on there.
Right.
And then I would say, listen, you're an idiot, you're a moron, and your kid is an ugly kid. I got banned. I go back into training. Then after all this is going on, I looked at these people, and they were pulling up postings. They're posting stuff like trailers. And then I really started studying these people. They're posting trailers and kiddies playing organs, and somebody would be happy they got a background job. And I'm seeing this. I stopped talking, and I started looking, and I'm looking, and I'm going, this is ridiculous, because what are they doing? Nobody's listening to it. Nobody cares. I'll look at the likes. And then I started looking at the pathetic things. Please like me. Please like me. And going, why? Why is that so important? And I don't understand it. Why?
Why?
Why is it so important? Ava, why?
I think the same thing, yeah.
And
I wish they had a please hate me button.
Yeah, and then I started realizing, I mean, it's a like, it's just hit a button, boom, you like. Then I realized that people found it so hard to like somebody, like they're saving their likes. They only have so many likes a month, and I'm sorry, I cannot use my likes.
I've only got so many likes.
I only got so many
and
likes. I can't like yours.
And you're not one of them. And you're not
exactly.
One of them.
My likes are sacred. And I started looking at the community, and I started looking at the people. And then some people were really good actors and really good trailers. And I'm looking at these trailers, and I say, wow. And then I really started looking, and I said to Tony, I said, you know what? We got to do something. He goes, what are you doing? I said, we got to get out of this casting. Let them do the casting. I got to get in the film. These guys are talented people. Well, Brian, let's not upset the apple cart. You go in there and you be nice, and let the people know that we're here. Rules are rules. I said, Lena, come on, we got to do something. They've got some talented people. Lena goes, Brian, stop it. You know what we do. We post, we like, we support them. I go, that's all we do? I go, that's all we do. I go, a monkey can do that. He goes,
a monkey can do that.
Exactly. And I got disgruntled. And then I finally said to everybody on Facebook, and I really did, I was completely fed up because I saw great stuff. And every time I see great stuff, I see somebody posting a poster of a puppy eating a bone. And I love the puppy, but come on.
I said,
we're actors breakdown. What are we doing? And they said, Brian, just don't upset the apple. I said, okay. Then I said this, and here's where it began. I said, and I posted a long letter, and I got suspended on it. I said, you know, you guys are morons. You
and
guys are very
boring.
Talented people, and if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, you're insane. What are you doing? You're posting your trailers over and over, and nobody's seeing them.
Right.
And then I said this. I said, I'm going to leave you guys because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make an example because all I did was sit in this room for 4 months, and I got banned a lot of times. Do something different. If you're posting your trailer and you're not doing something different to something that gets noticed, you're wasting your time. What I'm going to do is I'll leave by example. I am going to do something different. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to bring the talent, and I'm going to shout to the rooftops about you guys. Brian, you suck. Get out of here. Where's Lena? She has nice tits. Brian, you fool. And those were my friends who were saying that. And I said, I'm going to show you. And then I said, and then Lena says, you know what? I had it with you. And I said, well, what did I do? You're a moron. I said, Lena, she goes, I'm leaving. So me and Lena split. I go, oh, my God, Lena's gone. And Tony comes to me and says, you happy now? I go, no, I liked her. She had a nice ass. I'm going to miss it. Sentimental that way.
And Tony says, don't talk like that.
Yeah, Tony goes, I don't know what to do with you. And I go, Tony, how much are you making? Tony says, we're not making anything. I go, what are we doing? Well, we're being visible. Well, what are we making? We're not making any money. What are we doing? We're being visible. What are we? Who cares? A hobo
who
is visible.
Cares? Yeah.
I go, it's time
Visible to put my, does Visible put food on your table?
Exactly. And I said, how long do I have on my contract? I got you for another month. I go, screw it. I'm going to go, and I got to do my thing. Either I'm going to do film, I got to do something. We can't just be placating these people. We're not doing anything. We're helping them. No, we're not. And I said,
a little reality
Lena
check.
I said, I'm gone. Tony's losing money. Tony had enough. He's going to close the place down, Anarchy. We're closing it. Actors break down, closing it down. Tony goes, we're closing it down. I'm not making money. You're leaving. Lena left. You're an asshole. I go, fine. I went back to playing beer pong. And then Tony goes, you know, we got another person. I go, who is it? He goes, Kelly. I go, Kelly? Come on. Kelly was a quiet little girl like, hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Kelly? Are you?
I'm doing fine.
I go, Kelly? She can't compare to Lena. She goes, Kelly can do it. I go, Kelly, can you do this?
I don't know if I can do it.
I go, speak up.
I can't hear you, Kelly. Speak up.
Exactly. And then we're leaving, and Kelly says, you know what? And then all of a sudden, Kelly started getting her voice and started saying, you fucked up. Lena left. I'm in charge. I go, okay, do what you want to do. She goes, I'm going to make us bigger. I go, fine, make us bigger. She goes, I'm going to need you. I go, I'm here. She goes, you're going to be Brian the Hammer. I go, why am I the Hammer? Because I'm laying the hammer down. Okay, I'm Brian the Hammer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. At this point, she started getting red in the face, and I didn't like it.
You can
and
tell
she goes,
all the
and
way
I go,
well,
what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? You're crazy. You'll find something. I go, I'm not going to go on there. Nobody's going to listen to me. They already hate me on Facebook. Why would they listen to me? Because they'll hate you on radio and they'll listen. I go, fine. Brian Hammer's been born. We started for 15 minutes, interviewed two guests, and I still had 8 minutes left on air. I said,
wait,
I don't know what
tell the story when you told Kelly. What do you mean I still have 8 minutes?
Exactly. Kelly said, we're setting it up. You got 15 minutes. Fine. 15 minutes. I'm not a news guy, radio guy. Fine. She goes, I got you two great guests. Be polite. Okay, fine. Two guests. Hi, Brian. Glad to be here. Yeah, well, so what? I mean, that's how the interview, I was going to pull it up, and I will pull it up at the end of the show. Well, Brian, you know, I'm here to pitch my movie. Yeah, nobody's going to see it. Well, my next guest will be, and Kelly goes, wait a minute, you didn't really interview him. So what? He has a movie. Nobody cares. There's no stars. No, you got to interview him. All right, I got to interview you. When's your movie coming out? Well, we're looking for funny. Okay, my next guest is Brian. Kelly will be typing to me, you're rude. Go to the next guest. I go, okay. Well, hi, Bill. You're my next guest. Hi. Well, what do you got, Bill? Well, I got a movie. Yeah. We need funding. Thank you very much, Bill. Have a nice day. Thank you for coming on. Kelly goes, what the hell? You didn't interview. Who cares? Thank you. Have a good day, everybody. Kelly goes, we're still on the air. We got 6 minutes. I go, what? She goes, I go, what am I going to do in 6 minutes? And this is going on the air. Do something.
And this is a 15-minute show.
It was a 15-minute show. We got 6 minutes left. I go, that's the show, everybody. And we just sit there with dead air for 6 minutes. Thank you. Come again. I had the nerve to ask Kelly, well, how did we do?
I can tell you how you did.
And she just said, you know what? And she said the nice answer, you did pretty good.
What a sweetie to say that, because I wouldn't have told you that.
That's what she said. You did pretty good. We just need to tweak you a little bit. Like, ask them a question. Yeah, just ask them a question. Okay. Next show, same thing. And then we started getting good. Then our friends started to come on. Wayne D. CEO. He came on. I liked Wayne D. CEO. I started talking. Kelly goes, hey, you're talking. I go, because I like him. Well, you're going to like our next guest. I go, am I? He goes, yeah, his name is Brad. Okay, well, Wayne, stay right here. Brad, welcome to the show. Hi. What do you got, Brad? I'm a filmmaker. Where's your film? Well, we're trying to get funding. I don't like you,
we're
Brad.
Trying to get funding, yeah.
I hung up on him.
Isn't that funny? They all sound the same.
Exactly. And I said to Wayne, hey, how you doing? And Kelly's yelling at me, what did you just do? I don't like him. You're a host. Then we got Wayne DCO came in. We stretched it for half an hour. Then we got Cole coming in. And then we had our friend Diane. And Cole was something. And I had a breakdown on the air bring it out. Me and Cole got on my nerves. I love Cole. And I said, the first time I started using profanity on the air, you mother, beep, 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 beep. Jelly was going crazy. What are you doing? We got a kid coming on tomorrow. You know, it's not going to work out for you or me.
And we start Cole on the other end cussing just as much as you are.
Cussing me out. I'm cussing him out. Kelly goes, you know, this is radio. And then we got a great friend, Melissa Cottle. She came on. And then the show started to kick. So then we got Wayne DCEO, Melissa Cottle, Coach Kelly saying, wow, the show is kicking, 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 kicking. Then we got Brad again. I rescheduled him because you're rude. Okay, Brad, how you doing? Hi, Brian. Brad, so what are you here for? Well, I got to go to my film. Okay, how's your film? Well, we need financing. I hung up on him. Why did you hang up with Brad? I didn't like him the first time. Why would I like him the second time? You got to learn how to be a host.
He still needs financing. Gee, what a surprise.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the money out of my pocket. That's your problem. Gary Brooks, Diane Mears, Vinny, Melissa Cottle. And people, great guests, Mickey Rollins, Melissa Cotto again, she's one of my favorites, and then Robbie, and then we met people like China White, Todd Braley, we started getting directors on here, Shannon Lanier, authors, book writers, Wendy Willett, Mickey Rollins. Then all of a sudden, senators started to come on, and we started talking about political stuff that's going on in Gaza, and people from Fox News started to come on this show. And then I look around, and I take a look, and Kelly says, you know what, we're doing good. I'm going, wow, we are. And she says, I told you. And I said, I don't know what I'm doing. She goes, well, just keep doing that. And I go, okay.
You don't have to know what you're doing.
I have no idea.
Gary, be a monkey and do as you're told.
That's what I am, and that's what we say. I'm the monkey with the tambourines that keep hitting it. With not the tambourine, the cymbals that keep hitting it back and forth with my teeth hanging out. And Kelly says, "Dance, monkey, dance." And I keep telling her, "I'm dancing the fast I can." There's a little sweat coming out. Dance, monkey, faster, faster, faster. And that's what I do. I'm dancing. I'm dancing. Then we got great people like Bill Oberst, his film, Bill Oberst Jr., his film coming out, Hold Your Breath, and he did a great thing. And
great
then we got Chris Berry, who's in Django and who's in with the Brad Pitt's movie, and he's with these major actors, and we got these guys, and we got Rainn Pryor, who is making her own legendary status as a comedian, along with her father.
And then
Richard
we got Byers. Sally Kirkland.
Sally Kirkland, who wants to screw me. God bless her.
She didn't want to screw you. She wants to have your baby.
How can she have my baby without me screwing her?
Artist official insemination.
I see. Oh, I didn't even think
Catch
about
up.
That. Damn it. There's
Catch
no
up with the science, okay?
I didn't. Well, only you would think of artificial insemination. I was in there.
Oh, well, only
you
would think about screwing.
Exactly. Then we got people from Melissa Cottle who were nice enough to come over. I mean, you're going to have to help me out here, Suzanne. You got Donna, and you got Mr. Chalice with his voice, and you got the Keystroke Killers fan page who supported
killers.
Us. And
we got Adam.
Adam, and, you know,
that's
2012. I made a lot of mistakes in 2012.
Don't forget Gail.
We'll
really
repeat them in 2013.
I'm sorry.
And we got Gail Murphy, remember?
Gail Murphy, my God, how can I forget Gail Murphy?
I love her.
And we got a lady who did a great documentary in the Middle East about children being kidnapped from their homes and brought that to us and shed the light on it.
Naomi Weiss.
Naomi Weiss, who bring in heartfelt stories to us. We have had people cry on this show. We have people laugh on this show. We have people try to find me and put a white hood and kill me on this show. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Hey, well, you're welcome. It's been fun.
And, And we just got another Happy New Year's Eve from Bill Obrist, like I said, the gentleman who is Hold Your Breath and a great actor, and I love him so much.
Oh, he's
and
wonderful.
And he might be listening, and he said this, "Hey, Actors Breakdown Media Group, which is Kelly, just wanted to say that I really enjoyed being on the Brian the Hammer Show this year. Thanks for having me as a guest. One of the most fun interviews I have done with the trivia call-in game and all. If it is ever online, please let me know. I'll link it to like crazy. Happy New Year."
Oh,
that was a nice thing.
That was really nice.
That
brings a tear to my eye.
Bill, if you're listening, I am a fan. I miss you terribly. I do.
I'm a fan, Bill. I miss you terribly.
So that brings us to 2013. With our new friends coming into 2013, Ava Lewis, Melissa Alto, and our old friends bringing us into 2013, Melissa Cottle, Dr. Melissa Cottle, Suzanne Breidenbach, Diane Mears-Dillon, who came aboard in the last month, Jeff Bertrand. You guys are going to bring us in. You're going to bring us in because we're going to say goodbye to 2012 in about a little while. Diane's doing the page here. So we're going to go round table while we're here. Carrie, thank you. New Year's Eve. What is the worst thing about 2012, and what are you looking forward to 2013?
Worst thing about 2012. God, that's obviously
Audrey.
Going to take too long to think of something, but 2013 can only be more production and more fun.
I agree. And you're with us, so it's going to be a hell of a ride, sweetheart.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we're looking forward to riding you.
Hey, have you ever rode a bucking bronc?
I have. I actually have.
Yeah, her name was Mary.
Thank you. No, when I was a kid, my dad took me to a pony ride. This pony was in a bad mood, and he bucked and bucked and bucked. I had him for real life. You're actually right. I did.
And how much fun did you have?
None at all. Busted my little balls.
Oh, too bad. You busted what?
Well, you know what? You shouldn't get on ponies.
I was a kid.
Ponies are trained by children, and they are not trained well, and they are mean.
Men have to learn how to ride horses because it does hurt your balls when they trot.
Hey, Brian.
You have to learn to move with the horse.
That's true. That is true, Suzanne. Yes.
Look at your board.
I'm sorry? Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Bill Obrist. How are
Yay!
You, buddy?
Brian, you are so – you always speak the truth. It really does hurt your balls when you on horses because I've done these westerns and it hurts like shit. And plus, I called in
English.
Mainly to
That's
tell
the
you.
Way I ride.
I called in to tell you mainly that I'm still pissed off at you because I just listened back to our interview we did earlier this year. We played Abraham Lincoln trivia.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we did.
And I got the right answer, and you told me it was wrong.
You were
yanking
why you
my
got a
chain.
Wrong answer.
I
no,
got the
rip
right
him
internet.
Apart, Bill. Rip him apart.
Yeah. Brian's like, no, it's wrong. And I just exploded. I felt like an ass in the
know
air.
I knew you had the right answer.
I'm on Bill's side.
Let me confess. I knew Bill had the right answer, but to hear him explode on radio was beautiful.
Don't tell me you had that plan.
No, I didn't. It was by accident. I think I got it wrong, but Bill was fantastic.
What do you mean you think you got it wrong? You know you got it wrong.
I know.
Now you do.
Bill, I'm going to tell you something. When you did that thing on Facebook, it freaked the hell out of me. I loved it.
I did too.
I missed it. What was this?
Oh,
Lincoln.
You got to see it. It's scary. Did we hope we didn't drop Bill? Bill, are you still there?
Bill.
Well, Mr. Bill will be back with us.
Mr.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite another special, special, celebrity guest, Dr. Mel Cottle. How are you, Dr. Mel?
I'm great. I just wanted to call in and say Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year,
Mel. How are y'all?
Mel is not only an author of many books. In fact, if you go to the library, all of them are her books.
And she's a sweet, gracious Southern lady.
She is.
I love
that. She is such a sweet lady. Not only is she an author, she's also a speaker. She's also a movie producer. She runs her own talent.
I think the list would be shorter if we just did what she isn't. Because she's everything.
She's also a mother.
She's everything.
She's everything, and she has her own agency, and she's doing 5 films right now, and she's also casting. And go to Mel's site if you are. Are you still looking for children for your 4 projects?
I am still looking for children.
Okay. She's also she was in the educational system. She was a teacher, principal, for X amount of years. So she will work with children, and she's casting for children. In our new project. And Mel, before you leave, can you tell everybody what you're casting for?
All right, right now we are in the process of 2 things. We are now starting our what is called the Bubble Kids, which is in the Keystroke Killer. And then in the other project of Adam, we are specifically looking for Baby Adam, which is an infant, and then a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and a 15-year-old. To play Adam, and we already have our older Adams. How's that? our adult ones.
Wow.
This is the film that you're in, Brian.
Yes, I am. Melissa was nice enough to cast me as one of the characters in the movie, Adam. And I am very excited.
To be in it, because I really love your style, and I love your show, and you just fit what that film heart was to me.
Yes. You are so kind. Thank you so much, Melissa, Doctor.
She's a sweetheart.
She is. Yeah, so that movie's going to be a hit because can you tell people what I'm going to be doing in the movie? Because whether am I going to do the stripping and I'm the guy candy?
I'm playing an eccentric radio show talk host.
That's me.
What a concept. Gee.
What a concept.
I wonder if you'll be able to pull that off.
Well, all I'm going to say is look for the bonus features. Well, Mel, just like I said, look for the bonus features. Don't forget to stay for the bonus features because I'll be banging in that radio show while the world's going to pot.
Oh, my God. Now he's going to talk about banging again.
You know what, Brian? The first of the year is tomorrow. That's when we're going to have the year
come. I know. I love it.
If you're reading, it's on air.
I think we're being. There we go. Mel, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I think somebody is celebrating without us.
I think so. They're having a party without us, honey.
I am so excited to. And I think Kelly is trying to audition for the role, too. You offered Kelly a part.
Right.
And, Kelly and I in a disaster film.
You know, I had a dream, Brian. This is terrible.
Yes, baby. It's about time. I waited 2 months.
Last night.
Yes.
And it was more of a nightmare, but that's okay.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be one place when you come to New Orleans we are not even going to go close to.
Wow. So what were your dreams?
It was a premonition. Y'all were talking about ghosts earlier, so it was like, okay, if that was a premonition, I'm not going there.
Oh my! You know what? Louisiana has to be a lot of ghosts there because they used to practice a lot of
voodoo. Oh, there's a lot of ghosts in Louisiana.
Oh yes.
Oh,
that
wow.
This is one of the most haunted cities in America.
Yes.
It really is.
I'm sure it won't be long, and we're going to have Mickey in Louisiana.
I will tell you about my dream I had of you, Mel, off the air.
Can you say that on the air, Brian?
No, he said
it's
off
even
the
too
air.
Dirty
off
to be on the air.
Okay.
I love you, Mel.
I love you,
I
too.
I love you, Mel.
Thank you.
Sitting here rewriting the first, the pilot film of Keystroke. I've got a deadline. I need to get that to the people real quick. So
I know you're
I just want to take a break. and say Happy New Year's to my favorite radio talk show host and co-host.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year's, and I love you to death.
Happy New Year, Mel.
My favorite author in the world.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be listening, but I just won't be able to interact. I've got to, but I love to listen and work and listen to y'all. So I listen in more than anything, darling.
Thank you. And Mel's been listening from the beginning. She's been our one viewer that kept me going and from the beginning. Thank you so much for your support, Mel. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dr. Melissa Cottle.
Thank you very much, Mel.
Thank you. Oh, God. Bill Oberst and Mel. We lost
Bill
there.
There.
Oh, Bill's back.
Bill, he's back. My favorite Bill. Oh, my God.
Mr.
Bill.
We could hear you, yes.
Okay, great. I got cut off before. But I just want, really, seriously, I just wanted to thank you for the interview earlier this year because you treated me with respect. Your questions were tough and direct, and it was like a real conversation. It was just one of the coolest interviews that I had. And so thanks, man. I really respect you.
Thank you, man. You know what, Bill? I miss you terribly. And anything that you have to promote, please tell people about your Facebook project because it freaked me out, and I love you to death, and I want them to see it if it's still up on Facebook.
Yeah, it is. It's takethislollipop.com, and it's a Facebook. It's now the most popular Facebook application in the world. Millions, hundreds of millions of hits on it, and it won an Emmy back in June. So, yeah, people should just check it out. Go to takethislollipop.com and allow it to access your Facebook profile. I swear to God, it's not going to hurt you.
I love you, man. Bill, please
thanks,
come
Ben.
Back. And you're the
Happy
favorite VIP. And thank you for the kind words. Thank you very
Happy
much.
New Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Bill Oberst. I love the guy to death. If he was homosexual, we'd be married right now. Love him. We got celebrities, Bill and Melissa Cotto and people and Mickey saying Happy New Year's to us. We're feeling pretty good, huh? Okay, people dropped. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Carrie, are you still with us?
Still here.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Diane's still here. Kelly is saying this. I'll ask him what project he's working on now so he can plug. Bill will be back because Bill is one of our best. I love the guy. Please go to his Facebook app. It will blow you away. It's unbelievable. Yep. Diane, did you go see it?
Yeah, I mean, even the kids showed all their friends. That's one creepy thing, but it's awesome.
I know. Kelly's husband, Kelly got it, and Kelly showed her husband, and her husband goes, whoa, it's like he's looking right at me, and he's pulling up her address.
I know, it's freaky.
It was brilliantly done. Brilliantly
he's
done.
He's excellent. Excellent actor.
Oh, he is. He is. He's one of my favorites.
He's one of my very favorites, and I just love him so much.
Well, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're gonna say goodbye to some of our sponsors who are with us and say hello to some of our new sponsors. We start the new year. We're going to say goodbye to the Grimps. This is going to break Diane's heart because Diane loves the Grimps. She loves the Grimps. If you saw earlier this year, Diane was caught on videotape dancing, sitting in her chair, rocking out to the Grimps.
Right.
Richard Giovanni, you are a very talented young man. The Grimps are going to kick some butt. We wish you the best New Year's ever, and we love you, man.
It's been fun.
It's been fun, and I'm going to see if I can play the Grimps, because is that what you want to hear, Diane?
Always.
Okay. Uh-oh. I think I don't have it anymore.
I don't think you have it anymore.
I
know.
Do you want to sing it?
No.
Yeah, go ahead, Diane. Sing away.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. I really don't have
it. I knew that would put you on the spot. I love to do that to her.
And I want to say another goodbye to one of our other sponsors. And it's not a goodbye because we're in negotiation, but I'll say this so maybe it'll help negotiations. Johnson's Clothiers, they were our first sponsor ever.
Our very first sponsor.
They believed it was so hard. It was a hard sell to us. The story was, I want to sponsor this show. And the guy says, let's put something on, Brian Hammer Show. And then he had to go to his advertising people, and they said, what show you want to sponsor? He goes, you got to listen to this guy. They listen to this guy go, oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, not that one.
Yeah, they said, no, I got to do it.
We
oh,
want some
no.
credibility.
They said that. We got a reputation. This guy's out of his mind. I want him. So without talking, they came to sponsor us, and we would get little notes at the end of each show. We do not call children retarded or bobbleheads. We're sponsoring your show. We do not use the S word, F word, this word. We are sponsoring your show. Okay? Next show, we're talking about a kid who, you know, had a problem, and I just called him a bobblehead. And Kelly
oh,
is pointing her head out.
Can we get them back?
Yeah. Oh, no, they are coming back with us. We're just negotiating because we're moving into A&E now, A-E-N.
Yep.
So it's A-E-N. So it's a different kind of thing.
Yeah,
so they'll be back.
They'll be back.
Okay, who else is
we're
our sponsor?
We're irresistible.
All right, we're going to be better. I mean, I can't wait for us to count down because it's going to be a new one. Kelly, this is the first time you didn't put our sponsors up. You usually have them up. I want to say Happy New Year to you, Ernie LaJoy, Sr.
Oh,
the prayers.
I love Ernie.
Ernie came by. He's an undercover cop. He was undercover for how many years, Suzanne?
18 years.
18 years.
He was one of the most successful undercover agents in America's history.
He brought down cartels.
Yes.
His
not
stories,
the little guys. He brought down the big ones.
And he's a friend of the show. And his stories are unbelievable. He had to assume a different identity and live with that identity. And to this day, he still uses that identity, the other
yeah,
name
Bobby.
That he uses. But the man is brilliant. He was
and
a
I
fan
love
of
him.
So I think he still listens.
He is.
Ernie LaJoy, Happy New Year, buddy. And when your film actually gets made, I'm going to be the first one in line.
He
with
will.
Three tickets.
It will get made.
And
he and I are still very, very, very close.
And that's right. I mean, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get the matinee prices. I mean, you know, but still, I'm going to support the film.
Yeah. No, Ernie and I are very close. We're very much alike.
Hey, two for one. I'm still support the film. Welcome back, Harry. Missed you.
Hey, I'm listening. I've been listening all along.
And I want to thank all the sex advice people who came on the show. I took it, and I still didn't get laid, but thank you for coming on the show.
And
you
notice he put laid and coming in the same sentence?
Exactly. Didn't work for me, but maybe it helped somebody.
Shut up, Suzanne.
You want to hear? I don't mean to go off the story. Do you want to actually hear, true sir, what happened to me over the weekend? I mean, this actually happened right before because we're going to count down in a little bit. But I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I want to thank Melissa Cottle, of course. Melissa Cottle with Under Law Production, and you just heard her. She's my love, and she's brilliant, and she has so many projects to get people to work. I want to thank Film Blanc, which is Naomi Weiss. I think she'd still be with us. We got some new things for her in 2013 that's going to blow her away to help her get more money for
her.
Oh,
big plans for her.
Oh, we do. We got big plans for her. Wayne DCO, of course. Come get a record.
Have we lost Shannon Lanier? Or
I have no idea who we lost. You know what? They're not far. Trust me. If there's a radio and internet, they'll check back once in a while.
I'm gonna check on that one. I'm not sure if we've lost him or not.
And Johnson's Clothier. Thank you, Johnson Clothier. Do you guys want to hear a true story?
Yes.
I got in
yes.
trouble. And my story's boring because I don't want to be like Regis and Kathleen.
Please don't be.
It was last Saturday. I have to tell a girlfriend story. Last Saturday, my girlfriend, and I'm not really, I'm working. I go, okay, I get the channels up. I got to get the channels up. You know, I barely had enough time to take a bath, so, but I'm working. And my girlfriend decides to go shopping. I go, honey, we got to go shopping. I go, baby, I can't go shopping. I'm right there. I'm in a group. Honey, we got to go shopping. I can't go shopping. And so I'm in one of those grumpy modes. I don't go shopping with you. Goes, are you going to comb your hair? No, I'm not going to go. I'm rebellious. I'm not going to comb my hair. Let's just get it over with. Bye. We go, and then I go, well, we're going to take the car. No, we're not going to take the car. The car is only two blocks. So now I got to take the old lady. I got these old lady carts. You know those carts? I'm pulling those carts through the street.
And
this is Saturday.
I'm telling you how I look. American flag on the back of it, right?
Right. No, I don't have the flag, but yeah, it's like, I'm not an idiot. It's not one of those disabled, mentally ill cart pulling. It's just, you know, me pulling a cart.
Now Kelly's going to kill me for getting with the mentally ill and the American flag on their cart.
Well, I'm pulling this black cart because she doesn't want to get gas and everything. And I'm thinking I'm taking out revenge. I don't want to do it. I'm grumpy. My hair's not cool. So here's how I look. 6'2". Have you ever seen Don King? For those of boxing fans, you know what I'm talking about. My hair is straight up in the air.
Oh, I bet that looks
white
great.
Like that, too?
It's true. I haven't shaved in 4 days, so you got the growth. And I'm wearing my Levi's with the holes in the knees.
I don't like that look.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't feel like getting dressed to go to the store. I'm rebelling.
But it works with the cart and the American flag on the back, yeah.
Okay. I don't have the American flag. If it makes you happy, okay, fine. I'm going down the street, and she looks at me. She goes, do you really have to look like that? I go, come on, we're going shopping. So she's not talking to me because now I got an attitude. She goes, fine. So she starts walking ahead of me because she's afraid. I go, I don't care. I'm going to walk up close to you. This is what you're going to get. So
she
finally gets to the store.
She's the one that wanted you to go.
No. She's walking faster because she doesn't want to be seen with me, and I'm walking close to let everybody know she's with me, and just to punish her. So I'm smoking my cigarette. This is true. So we go in this store called Smart and Final. This is the store we went to. I can't go in because I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm on a cell phone. I think I'm talking to Kelly. I'm on a cell phone. I'm doing this. Swear I am not lying to you. There was a cup next to me where somebody had their coffee cup, right? I'm making sure I don't bump it or anything. It might be somebody's coffee when it was empty. I'm talking, true story. This guy passed by and put $5 in the cup. True story. I look. Again, I'm not saying how I look. I know. He actually did this. It was Christmas, and I still didn't catch it. I'm on the phone. I look at it, and I go, hey, guy, look, you dropped your $5. And he just smiled with me and said, happy holidays. I go, yeah, but here's your – and I'm still on the phone. I can't go in. I'm smoking. I go, fine. I'll catch him later.
It was the American flag.
Bottom line, two or three people come in, and they put change in this cup. I'm looking at this. I'm going – and then I said – and I didn't really get it. I'm going, wow, what's – and I count it. I go, wow, there's almost $8 here. And then I run into the store. I go, sweetheart, look, shop all you want to. I made $8. She goes, honey, what are you doing?
And she said, don't call me sweetheart.
No, she just says, she goes, how did you get that? I go, people are just putting dollars in a cup. She goes, look how you look. And she actually said this to me. She goes, what happened to the proud guy that I met? I go, you busted my balls so much, that proud guy that you met is on suicide watch inside of me. I'm all you got left, baby.
And I'm on him probation.
Yeah. That guy that you met was a strong guy, and he was had things to do, but you kept nagging him and everything. He's on suicide watch inside me. I'm with left. She goes, you put that back. I'm like, why? It's $8. If I go out right now, if you shop a little longer, I think we can probably make dinner. She actually got really, her eyes got mad and everything. She goes, you give them their money back. I go in the store. I see the guy with the $5, and I said, sir, look, this is your $5. I'm not homeless. I just look like shit. Here's your $5.
But please listen to my show.
Exactly. I just look, I'm not homeless, everybody. I just look terrible. Here's your money. True story.
You telling me you were playing Jack Benny?
Yeah, right. It really happened. I had a good thing going. Tax free. Anyway. Yes.
Hold on.
I wish I would have been there. I would have been his business manager right behind him.
We would have put the money.
That's when you put the
now
camera
add
on
a balloon. Now put a balloon on the American flag. Yep, that's it. That's it. Yeah, yeah. I thought it worked.
I'm not. Okay. If that
Brian,
makes you yes.
Can you say hello to Cole?
I want to say go back in the day. I had to talk about 2012 friends that we have accomplished and we made, and we had good times, we had bad times. Cole was the first guy to make me ever say motherfucker on the radio. Happy New Year's, Cole. How are you?
How you motherfucking doing? I'm sorry. I just want to say to everybody out there, and I'm going to say this tonight at Arlene's when I play, it'll be a nice little punchline. You guys will get it first. I just want to say, you know, I've been kind of like a really obnoxious asshole motherfucker, and I realize that, you know, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I'm not changing a goddamn thing. So
I love it, Cole.
I either love me or you want to strangle me. There is no middle ground with me. But anyway, I just want to say, Brian, I love you. Suzanne, Todd, Shannon, thanks for hooking me up with Melissa. I just got the most amazing audition. I got to tape this audition, but all I really got was the film is called Bent, and it's filming in the Philippines, and it's five different short films with five different characters. The characters are in five different languages. American, I call it American, but English, Spanish, French, German, and Talagag. I don't know if I'm saying that right, the last one. But I speak the other four. So I'm going to do this thing, but, you know, I don't fly. So it's going to be a journey to get there. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But
no, Cole.
Yeah.
As long as they know the name Cole in the Philippines, that's enough.
What?
As long as they know your name, Cole. Where is this at, in the Philippines?
Yes, in the Philippines. A 10-week shoot, 2 weeks
that's
on each film. Time
well,
10 weeks, 1,700 a week. 17 grand. I buried someone next to Jimmy Hoffa at Giant Stadium for 7 grand, right, for 700. But anyway, just I picture it in my mind. I know it's crazy, right? But the audition is January 7th, and
right,
it starts January 30th. So
right,
if I send in my video submission and they want me,
mm-hmm,
I'm seriously thinking, I don't want to fly. I'm terrified to fly. I don't even fly to here to Boston for $1 million, right? But if
right,
I can make it, imagine filming the documentary from the time that they hire me, when I get a car and go, or the train and go to L.A., take the boat from L.A. to Hawaii, take the boat from Hawaii to Japan, take the boat from Japan to the Philippines, and then back from A to Z. Wouldn't that be a pretty cool 3-month documentary?
I would put that on the channel, Cole. I would pay to see that.
That would be hot. You know what
that
I mean?
That would be good.
You know what's great, too? I know you got hash in the Philippines. You can't smoke it out in the street.
Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Cole, our American ambassador to the Philippines. Where's the hash?
Anyway, listen, I'll let you go. I don't want to eat up the airwaves. I have a tendency to do that sometimes, but got a packed full night, got an audition, got a work on my German and French and see what this whole audition thing's about. But I want to thank you for hooking me up to Melissa. And thank you for, you know, giving me a shot. We did have some rough waves. We had some choppy waters, but we managed to get through them, and that's all river under the bridge now. So,
well, I love you, Cole.
I love you guys. Have a safe one. And if you're drinking and you wake up with a condom hanging out of your ass in the morning, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink that much. Because I don't drink.
Maybe it's a time to just stop drinking.
I think tonight at Arlene's, it starts at midnight, from midnight to 4. So I'll probably roll on about 2:30 prime time. and throw out some Sabbath or whatever I'm going to do. I don't really know yet. I don't want to think about it. And I'll throw a nice shout out to everybody. And oh, by the way, I want to hook up Alex with the film The Hopper. I want to get that film next week on your site, so I'll get the info from Suzanne to get him to sign the contracts and get that downloaded on.
Please do. We'll work out a deal, Cole, because I do want that animation. I really think it's really great.
All right, hey, you guys have a great day and enjoy the new year. And with the new year becomes new beginnings, and positivity always beats out negativity. So I love you
we're
all.
We're going to start the countdown now. Ladies and gentlemen, Cole Blackwell, you'll be hearing a lot about Cole because he's going to start an international incident, and our embassy is going to be in trouble after Cole gets done with them.
Yeah, please bail me out in the Philippines when I get caught with 3 kilos of hash. I mean, like, you're not expecting that thing, you know.
Happy New
hey,
Year, my friend.
You guys take care. Suzanne,
all right,
Dave,
ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody, Diane. All right.
Cole Blackwell. Thank you, Cole.
Love you guys.
Love you too. All right, guys, it's time for that countdown. And when we're going to do that countdown, we're going to be right back with our sponsors. And we're back now. One of our sponsors, Johnson Clothiers. Yeah, we lost our sponsors, damn it.
Hello, this is Kevin from Johnson's Clothiers.
Hello,
to ask
Kevin.
You, how much confidence do you have in your wardrobe?
Not much.
According to the University of Chicago, 76% of a person's opinion of you is made before you say one word. At Johnson's, we can help you with that confidence in your wardrobe and in yourself.
Thank
Stop
you.
By our 21st Street and K96 location, and one of our professionals will be glad to assist you. Johnston's, where good clothes open all doors.
Good clothes open all doors. That's why people call the cops when I walk across their lawn. I need to get some clothes at Johnson Clothiers, proud sponsor of Ryan the Hammer Jackson Show. They're in Wichita, Kansas, and they are one of the best. Thank you, Johnson Clothiers, for sticking with us. Carrie?
Yes?
Suzanne, what we're going to do is start counting down. Here we go. Carrie, you're in the film industry, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna go with the top films. These are the worst movies of 2012. Tell me if you agree. You ready?
Okay.
Number 10. Oh, we got 7. They only went to 7. Sorry. Number 7 is called For the Greater Glory. This is a history of the Cerristo War in Mexico, which was so ineptly made that even the opening scroll was confusing. The movie started off as a story of a successful struggle, then shifted to a tale of moral victory in the face of defeat. Soundtrack telegraphed every emotion throughout. Number 7, The Greater Glory, was voted worst movie of 2012. Number 8. Well, wait. 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, they're going that way? Okay. Number 8. And I agree with this one. The worst film of 2012. That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. I don't get Adam Sandler. I don't get it.
I never did. I don't like Adam Sandler.
I don't either.
I think his, and that's number 8. I want to interrupt it with another New Year's Eve wish, and that's from Kelly. Kelly is bringing this in here. Efren Valdez. You talk about a guy who supported us from the beginning, even before I was with Actors Breakdown. He was online. He's married. He has children running around, grandchildren running around, trying to be an actor, and he is a good actor. He entered the SIFF Award. His documentary got one of the best. He won. That's how good he is, Efren Valdez. He doesn't have a bad thing to say about anyone. Anybody on the page, he supports, he hits a like, even if he doesn't know you, because he knows he's supporting us, and I love this guy. And this is from Efren. Efren says, I am listening to the show. As Brian was reminiscing, I know I walked every step with him, and that is true. You, Tony, Lena, Paul, the list goes on because we keep on walking. Maybe not side by side physically, but we're always in spirit. That's why we're brothers and sisters. Feliz Año Nuevo Familia. Translated as, I know I screwed it up. We are family, and he's always been my brother. Thank you so much, Efren Valdez.
Thank you, Efren. You are.
And we have another person who's new to us. She's a celebrity. She always puts me, last time she was on the show, she called me a weenie and told me to pull up my big boy pants.
She thought it would make you look bigger.
Probably. So I did, and now I wear my belt around my chin. This is from Gail Murphy. Happy New Year's to you guys as well. Thanks for having me on your show this year, and I look forward to yanking with you. Yakking with you in 2013. All the best. Thank you.
You know,
very
you talk
much.
About Brian's pants, and he talks about yanking. Oh my God.
Jesus. I want to thank both of you, ladies and gentlemen. That was Gail Murphy, and that was my friend. Gail's my friend too, but Efren.
It's my friend too.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I want to introduce one of the men that I like. His voice will melt you. He makes women quiver. Men say, damn. X-Man, are you there?
Oh, what's up, buddy? Happy holidays to you.
What the hell was
that? Is that a man or a woman making that noise?
That was a quiver.
Oh, it's a quiver. Okay, I was going to say, what happened to your voice? You were so good last year.
Exactly.
You got
well,
me.
Am I coming through loud and clear?
Oh, yes, baby. Are.
Okay, wonderful. I'm glad.
We're going to lose you that, but yes, you can talk to me. Welcome to the show, my friend. You are now
hey,
a
I thought
talent.
I'd give a shout. I appreciate it. I, you know, was here just getting myself ready for a wild night, and I thought I'd call the Brian Hammer Show and get some sobriety before I, you know.
Oh, my God, you're going to have the
Boy,
girls
you got
lined
the wrong
up.
Number.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You know, it is the Hammer Show, so, you know, hopefully you're going
to hammers.
But that hammer... That you're going to wrap that hammer right on the table and get some order in this place.
Hey, you know, 2013, Suzanne.
Right. So thank
you're driving
you
her crazy.
Too. I really appreciate it. You guys are so supportive.
He
you
could
really
recite the cereal box and it would turn cereal. Me on.
Yeah, I know. He can read the instructions. Mel should hire him, cast him for reading how the world's going to, we're all going to die, and we're going to kiss our ass goodbye in 5 minutes, and it will sound so good. Oh, we're going to die.
Yeah, and making it sound great. Oh, my God.
<Yeah. laughs> They cheer you afterwards.
Death becomes us.
Multi-talented gentleman here, and please, before you leave, give us your credits because people are listening and they got to know how talented you are. And I am honored that you come on the New Year's Eve show. Thank you, sir.
Now you know why I really called. No.
Yeah, really.
this is great. The support is overwhelming, humbling, and really appreciated. You know, working for a variety of companies, the NBA, HBO, the Weather Channel. You're watching the Weather Channel. Live by it. You know, all of the voices that I've done, so many that I forget them. I wake up doing voiceovers, even during sex. I say, you know, listen, I know we're having a hot time right now, but have you thought about getting 0.9 APR on your car insurance? You know, I find myself just constantly in a voiceover, in a narration. You know, the bill collectors call me up. They say, you know, you owe this bill. I'm like, well, only on HBO. You know, and it's, you know, you guys, it made my life growing up in the ghetto kind of challenging because, you know, the other guys, hey, let's smoke some weed. I'm like, do you realize that smoking kills absolutely everywhere? 79% just go right back down the toilet. And, you know,
absolutely. Oh, man.
I mean, at the dinner table, it would sound like, you know, pass the bread. No, excuse me. Could you pass some of that delicious oven-baked and bread and whole wheat bread? Dripping with
but
butter.
But don't
which,
touch the ham.
Don't touch it. Right, yeah. Yeah. People have been touching my ham for years. But then again, you know, the Hollywood casting couch, you know, you sign up for it as soon as you get here. I wouldn't mind being on one of your red carpets, Brian, and that's not a sexual come on. I really would be.
Well, I'm a redhead.
Do
you want to be on mine?
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, as long as Brian hasn't urinated on it, I'll.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought you were paper trained, Brian.
Okay.
You know. But,
well,
you know.
You know, 2013, and we're going to count down in about 2 seconds, we have some really exciting things to do. 2013, we're going to go to New York. We'll be in New York. We'll be you're in New York, aren't you, Paul?
Yes. When are you coming to New York?
We're making it. Kelly is making the agenda to right now as we speak. Suzanne is going to fill out her agenda of when we can all travel together. But we're going to meet some of the people, and we're going to be holding network power meetings, bringing in directors and have a Q&A and meet the people, could meet casting directors and try to book something at these meetings, bringing in new comedians who came on the show, musicians who came on the show, introduce new music to them, and it's going to be a network party. And we're going to do the tour in New York, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida, and Orlando, and
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I can bring something to the table for that. I can bring my producer and casting director and agent contacts to the table because I wanted really, and you guys really helped inspire me on this, to really be 100% different and a cut above what's being offered here in terms of voice training and voiceover training here in New York. And I realized what really would set us apart is that not only do we train people for voiceovers, we actually help them create their career. We actually take a vested interest in doing so.
Yeah,
that's no one else is doing that. No one else cares.
I mean, after you teach them how to do it, you hire them to do it?
That is the bottom line, ma'am.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm casting, I'm producing, I'm managing, I'm saying to them, hey, I mean, my students, they're studying with me right now, and one, you know, they come in and now at class, they actually audition for stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's the business we're in now. Everything is 2-0. You know, I could get cast in a feature film on this show before I hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be. And I can't think of a better teacher for voice than you.
Well, I cannot think of a better person, and Xavier Paul, I called him Paul, Xavier Paul. I cannot think of anyone better to start doing the trailers on all the motion pictures than you. I mean,
well, you definitely, you got it.
I can't think of a better guy to start anything.
Here we go. We lost her, Xavier. The pony, the gates opened. The wild pony was right.
She was only 16, but she had a boyfriend that was jealous.
You are such an enabler. But people like you, this is why we're coming to the cities, because we would hook up with you, Xavier. And we will bring out the different arts of the entertainment business, like voiceovers. Again, it's an art that people are not aware of. It's like a second thought or afterthought. I can't do this. I'll go this way. But it is an art. And without a good score, good narration, voiceover, there is no film.
Well, we're bringing it right on back, and we're making sure that the best voices get heard. Celebrities, non-celebrities, strong artists, we are. And, the actors, those that work their craft and show the season and skill, I love what you're doing because that's exactly it. We're going to bring it all together for 2013, our best year yet. Okay. You know, what more can I say? It's exactly it. Well, how about this? Come on down to the Cool Voice Radio voiceover studios while you're here in New York and do a live broadcast right from the studio.
I would love to. I would love to.
Yes.
I would love you. Talent like yours, and there's so many other independent talent, and that's what we're here for, is let you know that they're out there. I mean, if you look at TV, it's the same old guys on talk shows, the same five people. Okay, Tom Cruise is coming on the show. Okay, we got to.
Same old.
It goes, are you kidding me? There's thousands of talented people.
Yeah.
And that's one reason we got the channel. And this channel, I guarantee, will change the internet. We worked so hard. We worked the talent that are out there. You guys inspired me. Xavier, you inspired me. Melissa Caudill inspired me. Bill Oberst inspired me. Efron, I go on and on and on. It's like there's so much out there, and we can do it. We'll bring it out there. The online business is the business where even mainstream media is trying to break through. We'll conquer it.
You know, it's funny. I just to share with you briefly, because I know you guys, you know, have a lot to cover. I just actually reconnected with the casting director who does development and casting for reality television.
Really?
Reality is very hot right now. Yeah. And I'm realizing that people are very entertained by the behind the scenes aspect of show business. They want to know, you know, what does it look like to go in and create a voiceover or to create a TV channel or create shows. And I'm pleased to open up my door to that. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes videos on YouTube, and it's interesting. It's really entertaining, and I like to entertain and educate at the same time.
I agree. That's why I told you I thought that, you know, anything that you did would just fascinate everybody.
And you know what, Xavier? When you get your classes together and you film it, just film you in a class, I'll put it up on our channel because that's
that Xavier and I have already discussed it.
I'm a fan. When you're on, I'm intimidated because my voice go a little higher. Like, oh, okay, same here. Because you got that.
Well, we got some cartoon characters for you.
great cartoon characters.
Xavier and I have been discussing this for a while, and
great. Melissa, Dr. Mel wants to cast me as a crazy radio host. And Xavier, we got some cartoon characters for you.
We got some cartoon characters. You know, Elmo. Urban Elmo for you.
Yes, God.
keep your hands behind your back, though, okay?
Yeah, don't put your fist
on Brian's back.
Just don't put your fist on my ass and ask me to
talk. He'll never let you off.
No. You'll get a round of applause from me. Now. No, we have been discussing it for a while, and thank you. Yes, and I'm going to send you a proposal. I actually just got a brand new marketing advisor on staff because it's a big operation, and trying to do it alone, that's my New Year's resolution, to create and cultivate a team that will ensure
These
goals get met. This is a business, and it seems like more and more people, as the business grows, are forgetting that. People are chasing their dreams, but what they're really doing is they're chasing their tails.
Yes.
And we're different, and so I'm excited about going to my next higher level, you know, in the business, and really not just becoming the best voice in the voiceover industry, yet becoming one of the sexiest voices of all time.
Well, there you go. You got me, and I'm a straight man.
Okay, well, we'll cross you off the list.
Where can they get a hold of you, Xavier?
You got it. All right, I'll listen in. Happy New Year, everybody.
No, don't go yet. Where can people get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. What we can do is let's give up my website address. That's Cool Voice Radio. I'll say that slowly. That's Cool Voice Radio, CoolVoiceRadio.com. Or they can email me at thecoolvoice@gmail.com. That's thecoolvoice@gmail.com. And they can call at 646-326-7800.
Wow. And you know what? He's one of the best. This guy is the best.
No, he is the best.
The great Xavier Paul. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Xavier.
Love that guy. Love him to death. Love him to death. Well, we're going to go back. Here we go, people. Where were we? Number 8 of the worst movies? Then we get through that, we're doing our countdown. Here we go. Number 8. Okay. Well, let me get number...
Wait, you did 8 already.
I did 8? What was 8?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Then number 7. No, 8, that's my boy with Adam Sandler. Here it is.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of Adam Sandler movies. And this was the worst kind, the kind in which he plays a comic character, not a version of himself, playing that dissolute, is that a word, dissolute, slob father of a young man who is about to be married. Sandler tried to do a character while all the while commenting on what he was creating. And if it was unwilling to commit to it, he was terrible. And the movie was nonstop, vulgar, coarse, and witless. You know, I agree. He has that one character with the voice, and I couldn't buy it. I have to buy into the movie, and I couldn't buy that he was. It was just a bad thing. Where are we at? Number 9. Now I have a problem with this one because I like it. I hate to see it on the list of the 2012 worst movies of the year. I have a problem with this one.
What is it?
The Bourne Legacy. I've been a big fan of the Bourne series.
Well, it didn't have Matt Damon in it, did it?
No, this was the new guy. And it looked so good with the trailer.
You can't change in midstream like that of a character that's quite known like that and then have it make it. It's not the same.
Wow. Well, anybody cares, it's about this death rattle of the Bourne series starred Jeremy Renner, in a operatic thriller that amused audience had just seen all the three Bourne movies the night before and had committed every detail to memory. Therefore, everyone was supposed to know what Black Brer and Alcom referred to and why this direct threat to national security. This was never really explained, and even with Rachel Weisz as a scientist everyone wants to kill, for some reason or another, couldn't lift the proceedings. Do you agree with that, Carrie?
Yeah. See, it just, you know, if you have to sit and watch a whole series of movies with somebody else to even get you to understand what the next one's about, no. There's just, you're right. It's not good.
Well, you're going to be shocked at number
two. You shouldn't have to think that much to go to the movie. You go for entertainment.
That's true, but you're going to be shocked at number 10. And Anna Karenina, The Hobbit. 2012 worst movie of the year. The Hobbit?
Well, Brian, I agree with that too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it says here, each was made by a reputable filmmaker who has done great work in the past, Joel Wright and Peter Jackson, respectively. Each was
right.
meticulously crafted with yet awful. Anna suffered from distancing devices that would have made it possible to care about Anna, even if she were played by someone other than Keira Knightley. And The Hobbit was the third of the story inflated, way beyond the bursting point into the 3 hours of CGI battle scenes that suffocated the little life and humanity there. Wow.
Yeah, I can see that easily.
Wow. Well, that's all I have from 7 to 10. So I don't know what is the number one worst movie of the year, but I do know this one independent film that came out. I was talking to Carrie. I think it was Carrie I was talking to. It came out very widely with a big major movie company or production, whatever. It came out in one theater, made $210.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Did you find out what that was?
I didn't find it out. I will check it. It made $210. That's all the movie made. They had it up there for one weekend. 12 people went to see it. Or they said like 8 people went to see it.
Yeah.
I tried to find out what that was. I couldn't find it.
Can you imagine doing a movie and it only made $210?
No.
All right, guys. When we come back, we're doing a countdown.
Hey, you have another guest.
Any resolutions? Oh, wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another special friend of the show. This guy is so special. Let me tell you how special he is. God sent him back to us. He was on the operating table at one time. He was fighting for his life. All of a sudden, he died. True story. He saw his body that was laying on the table. And he said, I'm not ready to go yet. I haven't been on Brian the Hammer Jackson show. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not related to Eric Estrada. He is better. He is an Estrada .20. Peter Estrada, everybody. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian, Happy New
welcome
Year.
Welcome, Peter.
Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I have been told I'm marvelous, but people exaggerate.
Well, I know you're marvelous. You've been on the show a couple of times. They are telling you the truth.
Hey, I have a small, quick announcement before I forget.
Uh-huh.
You've asked me about this in the past. I will be singing jazz standard, my salute to Sinatra and the big guys, on January 29th at the House of Blues in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
And I would love for you to make an attempt to go, maybe Kelly. You'd have a blast listening to about 4 or 5 great jazz singers, a live band, and it's a great venue, and I would love to finally meet my future co-star, Brian the Hammer.
Well, when is this, Peter? Because I am close. That's only like 35 minutes away from me.
It's January 29th. Okay, it's on a Tuesday night. It's called the Martini Jazz Show. And if you go to martinijazzshow@yahoo.com, you get all the information you need. You should be able to get some discount tickets using my name, group rates. I'll even try to see if I can get you comp. But that's not a promise. I don't know what I can do. But I would love to meet you I would love to have you come by and listen to some good jazz.
You know what? I love jazz, but more than that, I love you, Guy. I will come. I will make every effort to do it. 2013, I'm out of the house. I'm out of the studio. I'm meeting everybody. So, yes, I would love to be there. I would love to meet you, my friend.
Well, it'll be January 29th. January 29th, I have Beverly Brock who wants to sign me, thanks to your show. So I'll be doing some auditions in Los Angeles. I'm teaching a workshop for actors, a little bit of directing and writing and stuff like that, but I really care about teaching also because I love what I do. So that'll be fun, too.
Good to meet you. Beverly's a sweetheart. You're going to love her.
She is one. She is a real sweetheart. You're in good hands, my friend. And Peter, tell everybody before you go how they get a hold of you.
I'm on Facebook, Peter L. Estrada. Also get on the friends list of Ace Michaels. He's the producer, Ace Michaels. And the Martini Jazz Show is, you can Google that. But I would really love to see a lot of good people come down. It's not expensive. It's great singing. It's a live band. But I went ahead and listened to the archive show when I was first on. You interviewed me. It brought back great memories. You're a classy guy for a crazy man. And I just want to thank you for a wonderful year.
Well, you know what, Peter, we got to, do you know my favorite song, Frank Sinatra, My Way?
I know a little bit, so I'll give you a little taste if you want.
Wait, I want to sing with you. Remember the last time we sang together?
Yeah, didn't they try to take us off the air?
They tried that, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They threatened us. They threatened us with a lawsuit. They tried to burn our houses, but we kept singing, buddy.
Hey, who's that pretty woman I hear giggling?
Oh, that's Suzanne Breinbach.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, I'm glad to meet you.
Pony's up on the table.
You have a lovely, sensuous voice.
Here we go.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to meet you.
I'm half Italian, half Latino.
You know what I think?
I
think we ought to kick Brian out of being in the co-host position and put me there.
Well, listen, just to make this Italian Puerto Rican happy for a hot lady like you. Is happy.
Okay, let's review of year 212. It sucks for me. One, Melissa Cuddle put me into a sci-fi movie that I'm in a radio station with the world coming in. Xavier Paul wants me to be a cartoon. And you guys want to kick me out and do your thing. Let's just review 2012, the last 10 minutes.
Yep, got that wrapped up pretty well.
Brian, you just have a gift of inviting the right people on the show, and then they just knock your ass off.
I'm telling you. All right,
do you like redheads? Do you like redheads?
Me? Oh, natural redheads are great.
Yeah.
Listen,
that would be me.
Being Italian Latino, I'd give you the choice of what dialect you'd want tonight.
Peter? Peter, are we going to sing or are you going to make love?
Okay, well,
I'm so excited I can't even stand it.
All right, here we go. I'll turn it up because I got a karaoke. It's going to be as awful as it was before, so don't expect it to be better. Let's see. Here we go.
I love you, Ryan.
I love you too, baby. My way. Here we go. I'll start it. And now, bien is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case. I'm which I'm certain. I lived
a
life that's full. Bring it home, Peter. And travel the ice and every highway and
more.
But more than this. Come on, Peter. I did it my
what is a man? Guess what he got.
There you go. But then again, too few to mention. I did. But I had to
but
do.
But I had to do.
And saw it
and
through.
Saw it through.
Come on, without exemption.
He
saw the course. Each careful step. Come on, Peter.
My
along the byway.
And more than this.
Bring it on with me, Peter.
I did it my way.
There was time. When I bit off. Sorry, Suzanne.
More than I could do. But then there was doubt. Come on, Peter. I ate it up. I stood it all. And I stood tall. And did it my way.
Come on, Peter. Way. Yeah, buddy.
All right, we're done. I didn't even warm up.
I laughed and cried. I had my feel, my share of losing, and now here's the sign. I find it all. Come on, Frankie. Amusing. Oh, no, not me. Peter, I did it my way. What is a man? Oh, what has he got?
Let me see.
If not himself,
then he has not
to say the thing.
Older women. I'm an old broad. I'm 62.
But don't let you take care of yourself. You like yourself.
Hey, call me when you're 69. Sorry, bad joke. Sorry, go ahead.
Brian, I don't know what I'm talking about. Brian, we're supposed
yes.
to get verbal, not oral.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Don't talk to Brian. He was talking about blowjobs.
Oh, jeez. Hey, if they're hiring, the economy needs to help.
Hey, a woman who's that sensuous and erotic, just remember, there's no such thing as a good bottle of wine brand new.
Peter, she just said blowjob. How is that sensitive and erotic?
No, I just think her whole demeanor is.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I'm a natural redhead, and we are very erotic.
Woo! Yeah, baby. But you know, we Italians do it with our hands. We Italians do it with our hands.
I know. I know. That's why I'm flirting with you.
Hey, Brian, you lost the show, buddy. You lost
I lost it about a year ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Peter Estrada and the Mac Daddy.
I want to thank you for all the wonderful things that you have said and done for people, the forum you've established. One of the best shows you ever had when we talked about the Middle East that day with the actor from Django. That was a great, great show that I co-hosted. I would like to do it again. Actually, I'd like to see how you can act. It would be great to work with you sometime.
Well,
I'd like
tomorrow,
you to come
so
anytime that you
tomorrow,
want.
I'll do pretty good. But, Peter, you know, that show where you co-hosted, and we did talk about that subject. I want to thank you, buddy. It was a touchy subject about the Middle East. You
Please
hung strong
come back,
in there.
Peter.
Voices were raised, and Peter stood strong. And, yeah, it was one of the best things. That was with the fighting going on in Gaza, and we had a person talking about Kelly will know. God, I love her so much, and I forgot her name. Then we have Melissa talking about.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, on.
Yes, sorry. Yes, and her father, the great senator of state senator of New York, he was on too.
Right.
And yeah, it was a great show. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Sorry, singer. That's who, and I want to give a shout out to her too.
Well,
and she.
Yeah. And to Melissa.
And I'm very passionate about the Middle East. I could get very riled up over that one.
Yeah, and he wasn't from New York. He was a great senator of New Jersey, sorry. But, you know, she was that close. She experienced a bomber, a suicide bomber. She was in a bus, and then she was telling us about her experience, how close she was to the suicide bomber and what's going on. And Peter was there as my co-host asking her the 60-minute questions. And, Peter, I want to thank you. You did a great job.
Well, I want to come back someday. And also, Suzanne, do me a favor. Don't forget, it's Peter L.
Peter, I would like you to come anytime you want.
Oh, my God. What am I, chopped liver? Okay.
I want you to get me on Facebook, all right? Get me on Facebook, Suzanne, so we can... communicate, all right?
Yeah, communicate. Look me up on Facebook. I'll look you up.
Okay, Peter L. Estrada. What's your last name?
Suzanne Breitenbach.
Breitenbach. Ooh. Peter L. Estrada.
B-R-E-I-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.
Breitenbach.
I'm the redhead.
Breitenbach.
Peter, I just have this message for you. Here you go.
Yeah. Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch? Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
And I mean that from my heart, Peter.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Anyway, Suzanne, just remember Peter L. Estrada. If you don't put the L, you'll get a whole bunch of other Estradas that...
Oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
That'd be the best you'll ever get. Brian, thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome, buddy.
We love you. Thank you for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Peter Estrada. And
I love to come. Anyway, have a great New Year, Brian. I love you. Don't forget your friends.
Love you too, Peter.
I'm
have a great New Year.
I'm looking you up right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Peter Estrada. Here you go.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kelly. Love you, Kelly.
Kelly got a little love there, too, between the Suzanne's and the Carrie's.
Claremont, California.
And now we're going to start the evil clock. We're getting down on the Brian and Hammer Jackson show. It's getting close to midnight.
Okay, I'm going to add you as my friend.
Thank you, babe. I already got Brian. So
this is an outrage. A dead burned outrage.
Okay.
And I'll be a very good friend.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Peter.
Baby.
You know what?
You guys are still talking.
You know what, Suzanne? My tongue doesn't get tired. Anyway,
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll keep it shiny.
I'm sorry. I thought you guys were still talking. That's your music.
No, we've gone past the talking.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're starting a countdown. Here we go.
Claremont, California. Claremont University. My PhD.
Yeah. Well, we heard there were movies in 2012. You want to hear the top headlines of 2012?
I think you better go to your countdown.
You think we should go to our countdown?
Yeah, we're 10 to 12.
Okay. We better go with our countdown. Here we go. Let me start the evil clock. We retired him, but we're going to bring him back. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're counting down to 2012. Here we go. Let me start the clock. ...2012 has been a good year for us.
Audio Jungle.
It's been the birth of Actors Breakdown. And we spawn off
to Audio
a new
Jungle
adventure.
Audio Jungle.
Anarchy Entertainment Network will be born in 2013.
Audio Jungle.
Cold in the stream, from morning sun to night. But the seas between us broad have roared from
Diane, Happy New Year, Suzanne. Happy New Year, Carrie.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Well, Happy New Year. Diane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, guys, it was tough. It was tough. It's tough for any actor, director, producer to believe in something that's not even real. But you believe it in enough that it becomes real. And then all of a sudden you start implementing it, and it's real. Actors are dreamers.
That's
we have faith. But sometimes those dreams are magic. They become reality. I want to thank all you guys. Because without you, my dream couldn't come true. Without our guests, my dreams couldn't come true. I'm just a guy on a radio show drinking. What you guys did on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you put together a great group of people. Great group of people, and there's about 17 of us who are dedicated. You know, if we were thinking about money, we would be rich. We're not thinking about money. I wish I had some. We were thinking about we could make a change. That's what we're thinking about. They took a chance putting me on a show. They said, come on, Brian, you got to go on there. I had no stick. I didn't go to radio broadcasting. I didn't know anything. I mean, all I did was I was a director. I had four films. One film went on, Indiegogo. I make joke, and it was true. One film went on, it was Kickstarter. I put a film up there going, yeah, it's my film. It's Sweat and Blood. Yeah, I love it. I did great. The crew, everything. It failed miserably. $0. And that's when I realized I had zero friends. They had the nerve to call me and say, hey, your shit was on our thing. You owe us money. That's how bad my film was.
We're going to pay you to take it off.
They begged me. I said, wait, I got something here. And how I was thinking, you mean to tell me if I leave it up there, you guys are unhappy, so how much are you going to charge me to take it off because it looks bad on your site so that I can make some money? Kelly, can we got 90 seconds. Is there any way that we can prolong this? Because I do have one thing I want to do. It's very important. Do you think we can catch it? If we don't catch it, it's very important. Go in our archives because I have something to say that's no shit. Okay. I want to say goodbye to the people that we have lost, the people that are dear to us and all of us have lost this year. I just want to say goodbye to them. And here it is. You're not going to hear the full song except in archives, but this is what I mean. To those of the people who we have lost in our lives, I want to say this song to you. Happy New Year, and we are not forgotten. A lot of people have lost a lot of people this year. We never say celebrate their lives. Our way of saying goodbye, and you're with us. Including me. Counting me down to 10 seconds. I just want to say the new angels up in heaven. Happy New Year. People we have lost. Up to share.
Amen. Placed upon the steps, the baby cries, and high above you can hear the church bell. step out on the road. Step out on the road. How much weight? How much weight? And it's how long and how far and how many times? Oh, before.
Agree with every decision we do, but Every decision is calculated for the independent artist to get their project out there and their name out there. Stay with us. We won't disappoint you. Diane, can you open up your mic, please?
Yeah. It's open.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you too, Suzanne.
You too, Diane.
We will not fail. We're going to do the best. And, you know, there's one thing that I do in my life, in my personal life. I go to sleep. Here's how I sleep. I go to sleep, and I do this. I do this. Call me crazy. Before I go to bed, I think, did I hurt anybody? Did I hurt them mentally? Did I hurt them physically? Did I yell and make somebody have a bad day? Did I do something awful? And if I did, I'm not able to sleep, and I have to make sure I do it right to make sure it was a bad thing to do because I'm human. But if I can sleep, I didn't hurt anybody that day. I take one day at a time. No, I had a great day. Nobody got hurt by me. And if they were hurt and did I help, I could sleep. I was there. That's how I count if I have a good day or not. Diane, how do you count if you have a good day?
As long as I have a smile on my face.
That's true. You have a smile on your face?
Always.
You had a good day. Suzanne, how about you? How do you count for having a good day?
If I can sleep.
Yeah. Because if you can't sleep, there's something wrong.
Right.
People are not all going to be the same and agree of everything, but there's one thing you gotta know. People have feelings and people hurt. And there's just too much hurting in this world. I want to thank you, Suzanne Breitbach, for coming on the show. You're always a staple of the show. You are part of the show. You are anarchy.
Thank you, Brian.
And I hope anarchy I hope anarchy shows you proud, and I hope you're proud to be with anarchy. And we're all, thank you. We have 17 different personalities, and sometimes we get pissed at each other, but one thing that we have is that we're anarchy, and we're growing, and people are starting to look at anarchy, because it's not about me. It's about how we get things done and what we want to do and what we do for somebody else. That's what anarchy is. We're out of control with love for you. Is Jeff around?
No.
He left the room.
Jeff is not around?
Sleep.
He's asleep?
But Dave's here.
Oh, can Dave come on the radio?
He's right. Yeah, you're talking to him right now because he's sitting right here.
Wow, he could talk in your voice. He's pretty talented. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in archives right now. You may think it's just us three, but our archives blow up, so it's new to them. This is Diane Mears Dillon's husband. This is the man who's very intelligent. He's very witty, but most importantly, Diane is anarchy, and we love her dearly. So we must love Dave, but I do because I already talked to him. He introduced me to the pink potato. Good or bad, he introduced me to it. Dave, how are you?
Potato.
Good. Now, how you tell you have a good day if you get home and your cooler's full of beer?
That's a good day.
That is a
great day.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, can you make us jealous? Diane told me a little bit, but can you tell me what you prepared, the dish that you prepared yesterday?
Ribs.
Yeah, but it's not just regular ribs. I had ribs. Diane was telling me how you prepared these ribs.
With the apple juice.
Oh, well, yeah, you kind of smoke them on the, I got a charcoal, like a half drum barbecue. So you just put, you cook them on the left side for about 3 or 4 hours. You got to rotate them every 30 minutes, and then you spray them down with apple juice, and then you grab them about an hour or so before, put some sauce on them, wrap them in a foil, and stick them back in there. a real low heat.
Okay. You know what? Not only that, Dave is humble. Go ahead, Dave. I'm listening.
You got to go to Costco. You got to get their ribs.
Costco ribs.
Yeah.
Now, I usually do, and Suzanne, I know you're a food person. I usually do a pineapple thing. I think I'm doing something wrong, Dave, because I boil my ribs first.
No.
And
well,
if
it's winter and it's quick, but you're not going to get the smoked, you know, ring. You're not going to get a true barbecue rib.
And it comes out rubbery. Is it because I'm boiling them too much, or?
Yeah, because you boiled it. Yeah, ribs. You got to cook them real slow. You know, and you rotate them so the juice is going back and forth. And then you just,
that's similar like Suzanne.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a rotisserie, if you don't have something that can move, you know, cook them and you do the slow spit and everything, but if you just have an oven, what is your suggestion?
Don't cook ribs.
Go to a restaurant.
There you go. It's coming from Dave's cookbook. Cookbook for dummies. Don't cook your ribs.
Go ahead,
no, but seriously, Dave, what do you think about crock pots regarding you got those little ribs. What do you call those, country-style ribs?
Yeah, now, here's what I'm doing. What I did with one slab is I took them off about halfway done yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got them in the ice box. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to slice those, and it's called a slow cooker, crock pot, same thing. And throw sauce in that, and then let them cook with that sauce for about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Already got the barbecued from yesterday, you know, from the coals and the oak. Well, I use apple wood. And then about tonight, those are going to just be freaking great.
Oh, wow, they sound great. Now, what is your rub? Give me your rub spices.
It's easy. It's a Schilling's garlic salt.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides. And then at Montreal steak seasoning you get at Costco. So Montreal, I use that for everything. What it is a mixture of all different peppers. Is basically
uh-huh.
what it is. And you just, and I put that on there and then I just let them cook. Yeah, you rotate them, but you just turn them over about every half hour. You know, you got to add coals. You know,
right.
It'll start going out on you. Then after about an hour, after one turn, first turn a half hour, then I spray them with an apple cider and apple juice so they don't dry
out.
Wow. But last night they went, I never foiled before, but I was watching this show, and they foil them.
Right.
Not to dry out. And I think I went a little too hard because you took one bite and the whole rib just came right off the rib.
I love that.
Yeah, but no, you want to have a little bit of you want it on the bone. I mean, even when I was cutting them, they were just coming right off the bone.
Hey, that's great.
Now, give me the thing. Now, I go to Von's or Ralph's to get my ribs. Do you think you should go to a butcher if you want some good ribs? Tell me the difference.
Costco's, man. Get the ones, $2.99 a pound. They're premium Swift. They're called St. Louis or Baby Back. You got to buy three slabs. It might sound pricey. It's like anywhere from $26 to $35, but it's $8 to $12, and you get a big slab of ribs. And these got meat on them.
Wow.
There's nothing.
I
haven't found any place comes close. Especially for the money, at $3 a pound.
Now, that would be a secret because nobody would ever think about going to a food warehouse for the best ribs in town. Tell me the difference between country ribs and baby back ribs.
St. Louis ribs, they just have more. The St. Louis just has more meat than the baby back. So
now,
this is going to be like, it's not their big ribs now, it's premium Swift. So They're a little longer than the, you can see where the one end that you don't eat is cut off. You know when you go buy ribs at the store, the real long ones?
Right.
Yeah, this is cut like in half. So they're no more than 6 inches long, and then, you know, they're probably, I mean, it's a side of ribs.
Now, there are people in the East Coast right now, Midwest, there's snow, they're not really barbecuing right now. So if they were going to a store, what would they look for to get a good? Now, you know, Dave, I go to the store and I see these things marked down, and you know, ribs are usually $19.95, and all of a sudden they're in the cellophane for $7.45. Tell me what's wrong with those ribs.
They're just meeting their sell date.
Mm-hmm.
They got to sell by a certain date, or they got to throw it out.
Okay, so there's nothing real.
Anything they mark down, well, you got to look at your meat. But anything marked down, I buy all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So that's good to do. They just have to sell it out of that store for that time. So that doesn't mean that they're bad or anything. They just have to sell it out of that store.
No, you just bring it home, throw it in the freezer.
Now, what am I looking for when I pick out ribs from, let's say, Costco or from Ralph's or Vons?
Well, you're just looking for St. Louis ribs.
They have to be St. Louis. Now, I haven't seen a St. Louis rib in California. You saw them in Costco's, but is that St. Louis ribs a brand? I mean, are they just basic ribs?
It's a certain cut. St. Louis
oh, it's
cut.
A certain cut.
No, meat.
That's good to know. I didn't know that. Seriously, I didn't know that was a certain cut.
Yeah, that's a certain cut of rib.
Wow.
Maybe back and leaving more on it. Now, it's not probably going to say St. Louis. Just remember, at Costco's, it's Premium Swift. You'll see them. They're vacuum-packed, and it's three slabs to a pack. And they're $2.99 a pound always.
Wow. You know, you should have a cook. Diane always brag. When I talk to Diane, she says, she specifically said, do not call in these hours. I said, why? Dave's cooking. And I said, okay, but can we talk while he's cooking? No, you don't understand. Dave's cooking. And I go, I backed away. I mean, she was almost going to pepper spray the phone. And I said, okay.
Okay, I get it.
I get it. I know Dave's cooking.
I'm on phone probation.
No kidding. But she proceed? I have a bowl of cereal. I got cornflakes and a banana that's going bad. And Diane will proceed to tell me what she had for dinner. And Diane, can you tell us what you had for dinner yesterday?
Well, we had ribs yesterday.
Yeah, but what else?
Cornbread, and he made a pot of beans with, like, you know, the ham bone inside of it.
Yeah, but tell them like you told me, oh, he had some cornbread. Oh, the cornbread was so nice and everything. It should be a work of art. It just fell off the cornbread. And a pot of beans. It wasn't just every beans. These were magic beans that Dave made.
No, they're just country beans. Just the southern pinto beans, ham hock and beans, man. You can't beat that.
Yeah, you know what? She just makes me hungry because she'll just brag. She'll brag about your cooking style, and she'll just go into detail. It's just not cooking style. It's like a ballet of somebody. The maestro was going to the stove, and the fire also begins the music. I mean, she just brags about you, Dave.
Yeah, well, I do that. See, I have a high-stress job.
Yeah.
You talk about how you give joy. And I love watching people eating and drinking and, you know, and all that. And I don't, you know, I just go in there and cook, and that makes everybody happy.
Well, you know what? It does make her happy. It makes her smile. And she is one, and I want to thank you, Dave, for, I know I don't have to thank you. I know this is going to sound bad, but yes, I want to thank you for letting, whatever I say is going to sound bad, but here's what I mean. For putting up with Diane, your lovely wife, being on a show with a bunch of crazy people and ignoring us and knowing that she's okay and we love her.
That's all right, buddy.
I got to come out there. You know I'm going to come out there for your ribs, buddy. I know you invited me yesterday, and I was in my pajamas, and I was this close to getting the car keys. And let's get in the car, honey. Dave's a cooking.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, come by today.
Yeah.
You know,
you're 35 minutes away. You got some good food today.
I just still got some of them ribs. I'm going to make a slab of those. I'm going to make some Mexican meatballs.
Tell me about the Mexican meatballs. We're in archives now. You got my curiosity because I'm a big Mexican food eater. What is a Mexican meatball?
Well,
don't tell me it's a half Italian and a half a Mexican guy. So tell me.
Well, you just like when you make the Italian, you put the sweet sausage, and then when you do the Mexican, you just put a good chorizo in there. You know, with some Anaheim peppers and onions and green onions and what else I got in there?
Some type of cheese.
Oh, yeah, the Mexican cheeses, you know, you got your little cheeses. They got the four banger. So you just whatever you eat in a burrito, you throw it in a meatball.
Damn. Now, you had no cooking. You didn't go to chef school. You didn't go to culinary school. It's just you being in love with the cooking and the art, and you develop your own style, right, Dave?
Yeah, I don't write nothing down. Well, I drink a lot, too, so.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, so I don't write nothing down. Sometimes I go, damn, that was good, but I don't remember what the hell I did.
You and Julia Childs. I can see Dave. Oh, there's Dave Cooking House.
Well, yeah, I wake up. I mean, I come up with some weird shit in my head.
You should write them down. That's what makes the original recipe book.
Yeah. No, when I was in high school, we were the first ones to that they kind of made that. They got those, what do they call those schools?
Like a vocational school?
Yeah, no, like what Maddie had to go to.
Oh, like a continuation school?
Yeah, we weren't real good, so
it's... Oh, my God.
This is where you learn to cook. I ain't learned to cook in continuation school.
They made a restaurant, right? They
right.
took about 40 of us.
The bad kids.
Now we're real good. Because we had a hard time going from class to class.
Heaven forbid.
4 hours a day. You had to go from station to station, and the teachers ate in there. We were selling the meat out the back door.
Oh, Jesus.
So imagine this. They never paid their help, and I still remember this one. At the end, they went $900 in the hole. But it basically got us, we stayed in school at least 4 hours a day.
Wow. Four hours a day?
Yeah, because we weren't allowed to leave.
That's kind of rough, Dave. I had to go to school 4 hours a day. Dave. I was smoking my cigarettes at 16 and I was preparing my meal.
Oh, he got kicked out of the entire L.A. school district when he was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't know they could do that.
What did you do, Dave? How do you get kicked out of the whole district?
No, I remember sitting there in front of the principal with my mom, you know, because you gotta take your mom to get back in.
Right.
And he goes, well, we're gonna just kick him out of high school forever. And I go, well, you know, screw you, dude. I'll go to Huntington Park. He goes, no, I got you out of the whole L.A. district, son. and he shut me up. Going. I remember my mom yelling at me all the way down the hall. I go, would you just be quiet? I got to figure out my plan, too. I still remember that. Life really woke me up. Damn.
They were way ahead of it. Too bad they didn't have homeschool at that time.
No. But we were the first ones to invent that. They started that school. Now they got whole schools like that, which are good. You know,
yeah.
They don't get along too good in the high school, and they put them in there, and they work at their pace, and they get them graduated.
Wow.
And I think it's,
and that's a good
thing. I took care of about 5 kids of Richard's friends. I got them all graduated, but one, I didn't know he could read. I go, Jesse, I didn't know he couldn't read at all. I mean, by accident, you should be able to freaking read. I go in the army, and I kept him in the army because he couldn't read. But
oh my God!
Calm down.
You know, Dave, we're going out 2012. We're bringing in 2013. 2012, worst memory in 2012.
Mine?
Yours, yes.
Well, I lost my daughter, one of my daughters, like 2 years ago, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a kind of a, you know, on her, I think Christmas Day, because I used to fly up there on Christmas Day.
Right.
And I didn't this year. You know,
wow.
So.
I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't know, and we lost. And towards the end of the broadcast, a lot of people don't talk. I lost, you know, people. I got a mother who's hanging in there. And when I say hanging in there, and so many people have lost so many people in, you know, 2010, 2012, and people press you. Okay, have a great time. Merry Christmas. And I tend to like to toast our new angels. Who are in heaven.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way I can accept it. I really don't accept her death. I talk to her like she's still around, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
And she is.
It'll take your...
She is.
That'll grab your soul and twist it, man. That'll take your brain and put it somewhere. It's hard to come back from that.
I know.
But when you have like four kids, I mean, something's going to happen to one or two of them.
I know. And, you know, life is cruel. You live long enough. You want to live long enough to see your children graduate from college, but then you live long enough, and maybe sometimes you see the people who you love the most die.
Yeah.
People, everybody around you starts dying.
It's a part of life. And then if they don't, they live long enough to see you die. Kind of a cruel joke.
If it's in the order.
That's the way it is.
What? Death was a word to me until this happened.
Yes.
Death was just a... Because I don't have a lot of...
friends.
Sensitivity.
Our sensitivity.
I'm not a... They sent me to sensitivity school and I got a zero.
I was there with you, buddy. I was there with you.
I told the... I'm supposed to fix that. I never got a zero. But that, and after that happened, it's the reality. It's kind of, whoa.
Yeah.
But then you think about all the parents, and kids that's dying over in Iraq and shit. I mean.
Yeah. Not to mention Colorado and the latest thing that's happening. And how do you do it? 20 kids get shot up by a deranged person, and it's Christmas time, and their packages are there, and you know, I cannot conceive of that pain.
Exactly. That day, I'm sitting there watching that, and I go, you know what? These guys got all their presents packed under the tree and shit when they go home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just, it puts, I don't know, I don't know. There they had somebody, I remember I was kind of wishing that she had been killed so I could go kill that person. I think I would have felt better.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I wanted to hit somebody, but you can't hit the preacher or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You'd probably charge you more.
Well, you know what? Your best memory, 2012, before we exit.
My son graduating high school.
There you go. And you know, I'm gonna tell you something. That's an accomplishment these days, because I'm gonna tell you something. I've been around these kids, and my girlfriend has a. These kids are dropping out left and right nowadays.
I grab all my other sons, all his friends. They lived with me for about 4 or 5 years. Like I said, I got them all graduate. Their parents kick them out at 15.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's our youth. You can't give up on our youth. So I got them all graduated except for Jesse. I mean, there was no hope. Principal said, nah, man. I go, God dang it, Jess.
Well, you know what? There's always hope. He can always go back and get his GED. He can always go back to college. But you know what?
He's got to be able to read. So he's reading and he's trying now. But I got them all graduated, so...
Congratulations, and that's a big feat. And they're healthy; they're graduated, and that's the main thing. And we're gonna salute Dave, not only a great cook, but you know, a great husband. What I hear by Diane, and a great father. And Dave, I'm gonna send you out. I'm gonna send you out with a very, very song, good song that will always remind me of you. It's sentimental. We don't know each other that well. But, you know, this is something from my heart, and I'm going to give to you. Here's the song today. Talking to you again. You're a great guy. And happy New Year. Safe New Year to you and yours. Diane, love you very much. Thank you for coming on the show and being a board executive producer and making sure the noise and everything, greeting people. It means a lot to us.
Not a problem, yeah. Babe.
2013, our channel's up. Prepare for new adventures. Money, money, money. Right now, I'd like wanting to go smoke a bowl.
All right.
I got to sober up because my girlfriend's coming home, and so I have to act sober so we can drink.
There you go.
Happy New Year, you guys. Great for coming on. You guys are great people. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Not tomorrow. We'll see you guys 2 days from Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. And see you guys later.
Who do we have left? Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon.